People used to refer to the two pillars of discovery, theory, and experimentation, but now you got to look at computing also as a way of discovery.
In the life and medical sciences, the days of the aha moment when the test tube turns blue and you've made all your discoveries is ending. The new life science discovery paradigm is massive amounts of data, new ideas for analyzing that data, and the capability of doing it.
If you go back to 2001, it cost $100 million to sequence a genome because all that technology has been commoditized. Today, it's less than $6,000. The sequencers that are out there are generating data so fast right now that 15 petabytes of next-generation sequencing information needs to be analyzed on an annual basis. The data is doubling every 8 months, and our compute capability is only doubling every 24 months. So it's going to be hard for institutions to create computing resources to be able to do this alone. This is where the cloud comes in. It makes sense to have cloud providers like Microsoft Azure to provide those resources. What's exciting is that we have access to Hadoop-based tools. HD Insight provides us an interface that enables life scientists to grok this humongous amount of data that's coming out of next-generation sequencers in a very natural way.
When we first started doing this a year ago, it took 2 weeks to analyze one genome on our computer. And we now do 100 genomes a day.
So what excites me about what I'm doing in the cloud is the ability to accelerate discovery to the point that we may be able to find treatments for cancer. It's the journey of discovery that drives me more than anything else. And in the process of doing that, also being able to educate our leaders and scientists and engineers of tomorrow.